Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. You know, if you were to ask me what the greatest inventions of all time were, I would say 1, fire, because obviously, 2, my personal time machine that I used to save the world by helping avert disasters in the distant past. Wait, forget I said that one. That one's secret. And the third greatest invention of all time, shoes. Yes, shoes. Shoes are truly underappreciated by our society, I believe. But they are definitely not underappreciated by the author of this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Rowan. I'm 6 years old and I live in Pennsylvania. And this is my story. It's called The Shoe Problem.
Wow, this museum is so interesting. Thanks for taking us, Mama Shoe.
I make it a point to take all my shoe children to the Museum of Natural Shoestery, Baby Shoe.
There's only one exhibit we haven't seen yet.
I save the most important piece of shoe history for last, the Great Shoe Problem. It all started a long time ago, 400 years to be exact. Our ancestors were living in the Great Shoe Forest.
Fellow shoes, our creator has been good to us. Praise the great cobbler!
Praise!
If any shoe is unhappy, let them speak from the bottom of their soul.
Copacetic.
Then, let us honor our creator by doing what we do best, flopping.
Being a flopping shoe is the best. We can flop where'er we please.
I'm gonna flop right by this muddy creek.
I'm gonna flop through these California poppies.
Now I'm gonna flop right next to this mysterious pair of feet.
Mysterious pair of feet?
It's a human!
What do we do?
Lie perfectly still, and maybe the human will go away.
I'm just a human. I think I'll stay here a while.
At least they didn't notice us.
Hey, are these shoes?
Bah, this is getting worse by the minute.
Cheer up, Chief. At least there's only one human.
Hey, other humans!
Yes?
Come over here and look at all these shoes!
Okay.
The great cobbler no longer smiles upon us. The prophecy says that now the humans will wear us on their feet!
I'm gonna try this pair of Italian loafers.
Please, and no, not at the feet.
Look, they've got Sylvia.
Now to put them on.
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't that so bad.
It isn't?
It's actually kind of nice. Like a being hugged.
Other humans, you should all try some.
Oh, okay. Oh,
this is kind of nice.
The great cobbler works in mysterious ways. May our people live in harmony with the humans and their feet for all time.
And did they, Mama Shoe?
Oh, absolutely not.
What?
If everything were solved that quickly, there'd be no story. Haven't you ever heard of a three-act structure?
No.
Anyway, the shoes and the humans were happy for many, many years until one day the greedy sock company boss ruined it all.
Henderson, get me that report on last quarter's sock profits. Stevenson, bring me a coffee, two creams, and one Splenda.
Sure thing, boss.
Not NutraSweet, and I can taste the difference. Larry?
Yeah?
I'm bored. Do a little dance to amuse me.
Yes, sir.
Larry, this is terrible. Stop immediately. Henderson, get me those numbers.
Sir, last quarter's profits were bad.
How bad?
So bad they can't be called profits. They're more like losses.
How is this possible?
It seems that humans and shoes are so happy together that they've realized they have no need for us socks.
Looks like I'm gonna have to use my genius brain. The very same genius brain I used to steal this company from my college roommate and pass it off as my own original idea. Wait, scratch that last part from the record. Larry!
Yes, sir?
Do a little dance to help me think.
You got it.
Larry, you're fired.
I understand.
But I did get a genius idea. A remote control shoe. Whenever a human tries to put it on, it will flop away. Then all the real shoes will remember how much fun flopping is. Humans won't be able to wear flopping shoes, and they'll have no choice but to buy socks!
That sock company boss sounds really awful.
Oh, sweetheart, most bosses are.
Did his plan work?
A short time later, the remote control shoe was done, and the sock company boss put his evil plan into action.
Our remote control shoe is complete.
Powering on.
All right, remote control shoe. Follow your programming or you're fired.
I have no other choice.
That's the spirit. Look, here comes the human. I'm gonna hide in the bushes. Robot shoe, do your thing.
Geez, I really need to put on a pair of shoes. I keep stepping on porcupines. Youch.
Shoe program initiating.
Oh, look, a shoe. Perfect timing. I'll just pick it up and...
Commence flopping.
Hey, it flopped away. I'll try again. This isn't going well. Maybe if I try being more nonchalant. Hum-de-dun-de-hum, definitely not going to put on any shoes. No matter what I do, the shoe just flops away. How am I supposed to wear shoes?
My plan is working. Now to eavesdrop on some shoes to see what they think.
Hey, that shoe is jumping all over the place.
Though it is kind of reminding me of something.
Flopping! We have strayed too far from our natural ways. Flop, my shoes! Flip-flop!
Oh,
So everyone lived happily ever after?
Oh, you sweet summer sandal. The great shoe problem continues to this day. The end!
What? No, this can't be the end. Someone needs to solve this shoe problem.
We'd need some sort of superhero.
Well, what about you, Mom?
I'm no superhero.
But you're my hero.
Baby Shoe, you're right. Why not me?
Ah! Whoa! You just whipped open your shirt and revealed a colorful spandex unitard.
I had a feeling it would come in handy someday. Call it Mom's intuition.
You wear that every day?
Come on, Baby Shoe, to the Great Shoe Forest.
Yes! Flop! Flop, my pretties! Flop forever!
Flopping! Flopping! Doing! Doing!
This isn't as fun as I remember. I want to stop, but there's a weird air of peer pressure, so I'm gonna keep going.
Yes, without a superhero to save us, we are doomed.
Stand aside, Shoes. I've come to save the day.
Look! A superhero!
No, it's a mom.
What's the difference, am I right?
Sock Company boss, I'm here to thwart your evil plan and return happiness to the Great Shoe Forest. Hand over the remote control.
Never! The profits are too good.
We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
What's a mom gonna do?
I'm gonna count to three.
No, no! Anything but that!
One.
Stop!
Two.
Stop counting! Here, here, take the remote!
You did the right thing.
Wow, that was close.
And now I'm gonna do the right thing and destroy this remote control.
Now my remote control shoe is useless!
Going, going, all powering down, down, down forever.
It stopped flopping! And now I realize that we have dishonored the Great Cobbler by forsaking our human friends. Humans, will you do us the honor of wearing us again?
We will! Flap, flap, hooray!
Wow, Mama Shoe, you really saved the day. Moms are the real superheroes.
We really are. If only our society felt the same way and started recognizing moms for their valuable work they do instead of all the judgmental scrutinizing of all their child-rearing decisions and simultaneously expecting them for...
Mama, look! I can touch my toes!
Wow. I love you, Baby Shoe.
And everyone loves me, a Sylvia from before...
Sylvia!
The end!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your story. We read them all. You know we love them.
Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
First up, a shout out to Calvin, a 7-year-old from Kentucky. Now, Calvin's story has my favorite title of the week. Calvin's story is called The So Boring Story. And then there are parentheses, and inside the parentheses it says, P.S. There is ghosts. Incredible story, Calvin. Next up from Ella, a 10-year-old in Canada, we have a story called The Tin Spin. And I love Ella's story because it is very, very focused on the amount of time it takes to do different things. For example, the characters start by sitting in an alley for 5 days. Then they go to the grocery store, which takes 10 hours. And then it takes 10 hours to come back from the grocery store, where they stole a bunch of bananas because they're robbers, but that's another thing. And then they have to wait 24 hours, day and night, to get the thing that they want to happen. And it feels so long to the characters. And then they have to wait 10 more minutes. Wow. That's kind of like life, right? Feels like we're always waiting around. Thanks for the story, Ella. Next up, we have a story called The Snakes Who Got Teached a Lesson, The Worms, by Anders, a 5-year-old in Wisconsin. And this one's short, so I can read the whole thing. Once upon a time, a little snake slithered up to a worm and asked if he wanted to have a contest with me. And then the snake built a snowman to be the judge. Then the snake ice skated. Then the worm ice skated better. The end. Sorry, snakes. Worms got your number. And finally, we have a story from Edith, an 8-year-old in Texas. And Edith's story is called The Flying Potato Bunny. And I love this story because it is a series of unfortunately consumed magical foods by the main character. Yes, you might be saying, isn't this story about a flying potato bunny? Yes, it is, but it didn't start that way. It started with a child, a very normal child, who finds a drink. But it's not a normal drink. It's a magical drink that turns her into a bunny. And then she eats more magical food at a restaurant. This one's a potato, and it turns her into a potato bunny. And then finally, she eats one more magical food that turns her into the titular character. But to find out what that food is, you're gonna have to read all of Edith's story. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to Rowan, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at The Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. The Shoe Problem was adapted by Alexis Simpson and features performances by Eric Austin, Chris Ferry, Giovanni, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Anna Rock, Jasmine Romero, and Andy Vega. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. And right in here is my shoe collection. I have every single kind of shoe here. Yeah, it's super impressive. I have sneakers, dress shoes, sandals, flip-flops, flop-flips, floppers, flippers, meat shoes. Yep, every single kind of shoe.
Alert! Alert! Attention, Lee! There is a disaster in the distant past that needs your help. Please use your time machine to save the world as soon as you can.
Whoops, sorry, gotta take this one. We'll finish the shoe tour later. Okay, I'll just open this door and the beep, boop, beep. Let's see, what year am I going to? Okay, see you later!